No one said entrepreneurship was easy.
But honestly, let's be real about it.
Hi, my name is Varun Balsara.
And I'm Luke Nellicliffe.
And we are the hosts of the Human Entrepreneur Podcast.
This is the podcast that unmasks the human behind the entrepreneurs.
We uncover the skills they have learned.
Lessons they wish they knew earlier.
And stories that will motivate, inspire, and sometimes shock you.
Entrepreneurship just got real.
Welcome to our show. Perfectionism. Everybody probably has faced it. Some might accept it more than others. But let's be honest. Luke and I, we both face perfectionism. It took a long time for us to actually understand what perfectionism is. And of course, for us to be candid about the fact that we have it. But hey, we do. And probably chances are that you do too. In this bonus episode, Luke and I talk about perfectionism and how we have overcome it and how potentially you could too.
I really enjoyed recording this IGTV live for you to be able to listen to it. And when we do these like intros like this, we're often like re-recording stuff because I'm a bit of a perfectionist. But this is our first take and there's going to be no more. So without any further ado, let's get into this bonus episode on perfectionism. We hope you enjoy. Today we're going to be talking all about perfectionism, what it really means to me and Varun, and really how we're going about getting over our perfectionist tendencies, which are both something that we definitely can align with and resonate with. So I'll just wait for Varun to join, then we will get cracking. Hello, Varun. How are you doing?
Hi, Luke. How are you? I'm good.
Good, yes. Varun, I just want to kick off and ask, what does perfectionism mean to you, if you were to summarize it in a minute?
So that's difficult to do because I just found a definition that's really interesting and I'm just going to purely read off it. This is, courtesy Mindshift. It's a great online resource app available anywhere. They define it as some people set excessively high standards that are impossible to meet or that can only be met at a great cost. And perfectionists believe that things need to be perfect and are overly critical of making mistakes and find anything short of perfection as unacceptable. Now, perfectionism plays a role in fueling worry and anxiety. And if things need to be perfect, there's a lot of worry and anxiety, therefore, about it. Now, if you're setting unreasonable expectations and being overly hard on yourself, perfectionism probably is an issue. And I think that makes it very interesting for us to talk about today. I'm sure many entrepreneurs here face that or probably are facing it. I know I'm a victim to it. And I will probably be sharing my story of where I am at right now with perfectionism, how I even came to know about perfectionism. Here, we take it from there. Essentially, you know, when it comes to perfectionism, there's a lot of worry and anxiety associated with it. At least I know that I can tend to be very hard on myself. You know, nothing really feels good enough. And then that becomes a very interesting excuse to procrastinate. So yeah, that's the definition of perfectionism. Thanks to Mindshift, we can kick it off now that we've set the context.
Wonderful. Well, I don't really have anything else to add to that apart from just saying that I would class myself as a perfectionist. I'm trying to reform myself and become less perfectionist. It'd be great to talk about some of the strategies or thoughts or maybe how you can start to begin tackling perfectionism.
Look, I had a question because it's funny because I kind of learn how to not chase perfectionism from you because you inspire me to do that. And it's funny that you're saying that you're a perfectionist or you view yourself as a perfectionist. So before I get into anything, I would just love to ask you, why do you consider yourself a perfectionist?
It's a great question. I think it often comes down to how others view or perceive you. I think I would class myself as a people pleaser. And I think perfectionism, I think it comes from validation from other people. And that's something that I've really, through accepting myself and accepting the standards that I create, I've been able to tackle that and been able to be more happy and understand why do these standards actually matter. And when you actually understand that oftentimes it doesn't matter, like if you're not as perfect as you might want to be, that would be my first tip.
Well, firstly, thanks so much for your vulnerability. I usually appreciate that about you, Luke. And I think secondly, you make a very good argument. And it's like kind of like a argument to say that, you know, perfectionism isn't just work-related. It's also, as you said, it's to do with your mannerisms, the way you interact with people. I didn't even know about this until maybe a couple of weeks back, that I myself am a huge perfectionist because I really don't want anything to be wrong or incorrect or want to get it perfectly the first time. Uncovering that I was a perfectionist at first was like, whoa, that's a I mean, because, you know, I used to give a lot of flake to other people for being perfectionist. And I used to say, hey, you know, why don't you just try and be imperfect for a change? Or especially, you know, when you're working in a startup team and, like, for example, a designer would come and say, you know, this logo doesn't seem right. And I'd snap and say, you know, why are you being such a perfectionist? And it's funny that I said that. And now in retrospect, jokes on me, really, because I myself am a perfectionist. And I guess, like you said, like, for you, it's about people pleasing. And I guess what I've learned from you, in terms of work, at least, is you don't need to be perfect. It's a series of constant iterations and changes. And I think that's something very interesting to explore here. In terms of your work-related people-pleasing, that's definitely perfectionist. But what I really want to focus the conversation on, and of course we can touch on yours a little later, is what is it that drives a lot of the things I do? Like, I want to make it perfect. As a result of that, there's a lot of procrastination because, you know, if it's going to be perfect, it's going to take a lot of energy from me. Therefore, you know what? I'm just going to scrap it. How do you kind of go away from that? Or have you ever faced it? What are your thoughts on that?
One of the ways in which I get over it is I think in 5 years' time, is this decision, is this action, am I really going to be thinking about this one thing that I'm just about to do? And yeah, more often than not, I realize that I'm not. I'm not even going to be thinking about it. I probably won't even remember it, to be honest. And so therefore, when you realize that these decisions might not change your life, then you can kind of step away from it and realize it's not going to be the be-all or end-all, and you don't have to make the perfect action every time. And I think the next thing I'd say is think about it from a startup lens and creating a product. I think it's so important to be getting in front of customers as soon as possible. Just getting your product out there, whether it's a functioning website, whether it's a design, whether it's literally as simple as a Google form or something else. Just get an MVP to me is the shittiest product you can create. Shittiest functioning product, yeah. You can get in front of a customer and then you can get feedback. So yeah, those are two ways. Do you more thoughts?
I think, I mean, to be fair, like, perfectionism invades most of what I do in terms of work. Even like for essay writing, it's like I want to write the perfect essay at the very beginning. And so I don't land up starting until very close to the deadline and then I panic. And then there's a lot of anxiety that seeps in and blah, 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 blah. So I think even when it comes to startups, you're right. Building the MVP is so important. Just speaking of startups, one of my best strategies and my thoughts, and this came to me while reflecting coincidentally on an essay. The idea of starting up something is inherently based on doing something that's probably not existed previously. And if you look at it by that logic, there isn't a specific handbook or a blueprint that's going to guide you through it and say, hey, take the next left turn, take the next right turn, do X, Y, and Z. It just doesn't work that way. And by the very definition of entrepreneurship, if we take it to do that, produce something new or novel, you are bound to fail because the likelihood of succeeding at the very beginning is pretty nominal if you think of it this way. Because there are no easy answers. You're building something from scratch. You can probably take advice and probably not repeat some very common mistakes that entrepreneurs have made. But by the very definition of novelty, you cannot build something new without failing. You cannot build something new without not being perfect. And at the end of the day, what does perfect really look like? Because what perfect looks like to you may not be what perfect looks like to your team or your customers.
Yeah.
So what is perfect? And so I guess going down that logic, I would then argue perfectionism then becomes an illusion. And an illusion that we're constantly chasing over and over again. We're chasing a sort of ghost that probably will never exist. I guess, and that's in terms of art, that's in terms of, you know, different kinds of things. One might argue that perfectionism is a myth that one is chasing but doesn't really exist. So yeah, that's one way
I really like that conceptualization. Yeah,
one of the things with perfectionism I would also like to talk on is one way of doing it is just doing it, if that makes any sense. Just taking the first step and writing probably the worst first draft or worst MVP existing and then build on it by using feedback. So a couple of things that I've understood with feedback is the first layer would potentially be just you looking at it. The second layer is probably looking at it from your friend's perspective. Third could probably be your family. You're getting enough feedback until you can launch. But again, that feedback can obviously have a continuous loop. And so what you really want to do is kind of constrict that loop in a way such that you don't go around asking for lots of advice, because that's kind of reinforcing perfectionism as well. You know, knowing when to stop is something that's I'm working on currently as well. And I guess going back even further than that, I think it's first accepting the fact that you actually have this problem of perfectionism or that you're a perfectionist. to some people, you know, it might look like if a line is not drawn correctly, you want it drawn in a particular way, and therefore that's perfectionism. But I think we've made the very strong argument in this life to say that A, it's not that. It can surface in various forms, such as just writing a great essay, or it could suggest in terms of people-pleasing attitudes. And I guess noticing this is, I think, first step number one, and then executing on it would obviously then be step number two. So that's the way I think of it. I would love to hear your thoughts on it.
I think 100% acceptance is always the first step to kind of getting over any traits. And I think executing, and I think Varun, one thing that I've really learned from you is think of things as experiments. And that's a really good way of conceptualizing anything that you do. And it really allows yourself to fail or succeed depending on how things go. So setting up short experiment, whether that's like a 2 or 3 week thing that you're working on with like one or two people in your team, and just seeing how things go and saying that whatever happens, I'm going to be learning something from it, whether it fails or succeeds. If it fails, then we'll just do something else. So,
And you know, I would take that one step further actually, because if you think of things as experiments, and if you set them up to say, you know, if it fails, it fails, if it doesn't, and you're just, you know, affirming a hypothesis, then by that very definition, if you're failing, it's actually feedback for you. In fact, not chasing perfectionism, but probably making something functional and getting feedback is far greater, because you don't know if that experiment is going to work. So why put in that much amount of time and effort? And so, you know, in a way, you can circumvent the whole perspective or the whole attitude of being perfect.
Definitely.
Luke, I wanna extend this conversation. You know, like, this is startup and work, and we've given our respective, you know, opinions on that. But where does the perfectionism stem from when it comes to your attitude? And, you know, like, you've very vulnerably spoken about people pleasing, and, you know, you've recognized that you're a people pleaser. And I agree, that's a form of perfectionism. What are you doing to maybe circumvent that, or cope with that, or deal with it?
I think maybe be more accepting of myself. Maybe say something like, what's some things that I love about myself? I think it's easy to be critical of lots of different things. So being less critical of myself, less critical of others, loving things about myself, others, the business, I think is a really good way to go about escaping this perfectionism. And then also setting deadlines is another really good thing to do because it holds you to a certain time. And then hopefully then you won't having to like do anything else after that, and you won't be making all those little small changes forever.
I think that's where did it come from? Where did it surface? Where did you first recognize that this is an attitude that's probably not really helping you, and as a result, that is perfectionism?
I think it's just collectively, I've known it for a long time. Maybe being late for stuff, having too many things on my plate, and I was wondering why things are taking so long. And then I came to this realization that I'm a perfectionist, so I've known for a long time, and it's always a constant journey, but making progress.
Right, great. I think I've given most of my thoughts on perfectionism, and anyone listening right now or on playback, if there's anything that you think might help our audience or listeners, please do comment. How do you figure out that you were probably a perfectionist? What are you doing to cope with it? How are you managing it? And if you've got any tips, tricks, advice, please feel free to comment. Or if you just want to say a quick hey, do that as well. I hope you all are doing well, keeping safe. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Hey, thank you so much for listening to our podcast. If you enjoyed it, drop a review wherever you're listening to this. And for weekly content, subscribe to our podcast channel. And for more updates, check our social media channels attached in the show notes below. Thank you very much.